Hey guys, so it's the last day of 2018 and I've been reflecting and I thought about the past 3 years and the fact that each year there's been some kind of quote or some kind of mantra that kind of guided me through the years. I remember in 2017 a Rumi quote. I came across a Rumi quote and I think that's when I really started like seeking and interacting with more meditative kind of content. And I came across a Rumi quote that said, "What you seek is seeking you." And so many amazing things happened that year. You know, I found myself in a place where I was finding myself, you know, things that I didn't know that I was good at, things that I didn't know that I loved as much as I really do. You know, it was a year of self-realization, and that's where the journey towards self-actualization began. What you seek is seeking you was an amazing mantra that just led me to things. And as I saw it, it's as if they were finding their way to me as well. The next year, which would have been this year, 2018, a quote that really brought me through was another Rumi quote. And this Rumi quote is another one that really means so much to me on so many levels. This Rumi quote says, it says, "Let yourself be silently drawn by the strange pull of what you really love. It will not lead you astray." And I saw myself like taking risks, taking chances, and like leaping headfirst into situations that normally would have scared the heck out of me. But I decided to do it anyway because, you know, it's stuff that I love, you know. So such a wide range of things, but all governed by love and led by love. And this year has been so magical beyond anything that I would have imagined. I found myself accomplishing everything that I set out to do and more. And I think I probably set my standards low. In retrospect, I'm seeing that I probably set my standards low. And with that, my mantra for 2019 is another Rumi quote that says, "Stop acting so small. You are the universe in ecstatic motion." It's one that I've loved for a long time, ever since I've been coming across the works of Rumi. But this one is one that I'll definitely have as a guide for the rest of the year, to stop acting small, stop being afraid of my potential, stop being intimidated by other people, stop being intimidated by situations, and also being brave enough to let go of what doesn't serve me, and making the best use of what does, and having more faith in my inner strength and, you know, the infinite blessings and the infinite potential that I receive every day. So yeah, there we have it. You know, just sharing a bit of reflection as we enter this new year. And I hope that each and every one of us can find some kind of mantra, some kind of message that we can use as a reminder to guide us through the year. And it's not so much about just having a New Year's resolution. It's really about actively seeking to become more, you know. And it's amazing when you can look back at the end of a year and see that you've grown, instead of, you know, "Oh, I started this and I stopped," you know. It's about growing and, you know, turning habits into a part of our lives. Yeah, that's it. Happy New Year.